is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Vance Bolter, the suspect accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband in their home this weekend, is now in custody. Governor Walz thanking law enforcement.
Spent Father's Day away from their families to deliver justice for Melissa and Mark Hortman and their children who spent this Father's Day alone.
Emergency services in Israel now say at least five people were killed in a new wave of Iranian airstrikes. It comes days after Israel launched a coordinated attack on Iranian nuclear sites. ABC's Jordana Miller.
They are scenes of vast destruction that I think have really shocked Israelis. For an Israeli to see whole neighborhoods destroyed, this is something that the country has never seen since Israel was established. So the country feels like it is in real war mode.
Meanwhile, 38 people have been killed in Gaza after a shooting near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The suspect in weekend political violence in Minnesota apparently has degrees from a now-closed Wisconsin university. The LinkedIn account of 57-year-old Vance Bolter claims a doctorate and a Master of Science from Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee. Bolter's the suspect in the murders of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport are denied funding to soundproof their homes against military jet noise. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs applied for $18 million to help over 160 residents install noise-dampening insulation. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least three hunters. There's more information on the DNR's website.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. You can get faster internet and pay less. How about that? Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:03 on Monday morning. Here is Brian Adams, Summer of 69 on Max FM.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69.
Yeah, it always was. It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits. 99.7. Max FM.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:11 on Monday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We're looking at shower and thunderstorm chances with a high of 83. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy, a low of 66. On Tuesday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 84. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 79. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs in the 90s, warming up on Saturday. Just giving a heads up to everyone as you plan your weekend to please plan accordingly. 64 degrees and light rain outside the Max FM studios this morning, Emily.
Yeah, it's a little rainy and a little drizzly. That is okay, though. You know what? It gives you time to get stuff done. I feel like places that don't have like weather changes like Wisconsin, I feel like I would be, I don't know, like I need some inconsistency. when it changes.
Yeah, I get it. That describes you well. I think that's appropriate. Oh, sorry.
Talking about the weather.
Out loud, yes.
I'm talking about the weather.
Yes.
Just because if it doesn't rain or the weather doesn't change, like if it's always nice out, then you always want to be outside doing stuff, right? Like,
right.
Or if it's always hot, then like, I don't know, it just gets kind of, I don't know. The weather changes every single thing that happens in your life. Really, it affects everything so much. So if it doesn't change, like, then life, I don't know, I feel like it would just be kind of boring. But hey, you know what? Stream of consciousness, that's what's going on. So that is okay. We're gonna talk about something a little more exciting that does have changes and some exciting things. We're talking about Pets of the Week.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, we are. And I do want to give a quick update that I saw yesterday that Rah-Rah was adopted from the Saco Humane Society. What a fantastic dog. We saw him at Back Row Bourbon Motors last month, and so was so happy to see that. That made me smile yesterday. And Rah-Rah is such a great dog. And Kovo was also there. If you've not had a chance to go look at Kovo, please do. SockHumane.org. You can also fill out your adoption paperwork there ahead of time as well. We want to see all of our shelter animals find a home, and they appreciate being out and about, because we were talking with one of the volunteers Thursday night during the concert on the square, and she had one of the dogs with her, and the dog was just happy not to be kenneled right now, and it was out with everybody socializing. And so please consider volunteering, please consider fostering, because that helps these dogs so much. And we're going to talk about our adoptable pets today. Milo is a beautiful German Shepherd mix. Very outgoing, just under 2 years old and ready for a new beginning. He was surrendered when his previous owner had to move, and while shelter life was a big change, Milo's friendly personality still shines through all of it. He absolutely loves attention, and he likes behind scratches as well. He's always excited to make new friends. Milo is energetic, curious, and playful, and he'd be happiest in an active home where he has a room to run and explore. He's still learning some of the basics like leash walking and house training, but he's eager to learn and will thrive with consistent guidance. Milo would do best with kids older than 12 and up who can handle a bouncy energy dog. Now, Milo is not a fan of cats, and his comfort level with our dogs depends on the match. With a little patience and lots of love, Milo has the potential to be a truly awesome companion. He is up to date on his vaccinations and will be neutered prior to adoption. And looking at this picture of Milo, beautiful dog. I mean, just that face looking at you. Please, please go to SockHumane.org and look at these adoptable animals, Emily, because they need their forever home.
They do. And there's so many dogs and so many cats. And the cats, you know, I love all animals. I grew up with dogs mostly more than cats. My mom was real allergic to cats, so we didn't get to have cats. But I do now, and I've gotten a new appreciation of cats. We've rescued a few, and two were born under our porch. So, I mean, technically, I guess that's a rescue because her mom left them there.
Right.
It's a little bit, you know, sideways rescue, but it's still what it is. And, the trouble with cats that eat adoption is that, like Dave was saying, you know, sometimes you can get the dogs out and about for events or whatever, and cats, you can't really do that as much. So they're kind of stuck, and, like, they need you. So there's a little kitty, a little orange one called Tengu there, who would really love to have a new family and a forever home. He is a domestic short hair male, 2 years old, and he's got this, like, kind of orange, but kind of more like golden lion, kind of buttery looking coat. And he's got those gorgeous, like, orange golden eyes. And I mean, he looks soft in terms of, like, the ability to, like, pet him, but he also looks soft in his, like, personality. He doesn't look like one of those cats that's, like, super intense and is gonna go, like, hunt stuff. He kind of looks like he's like, hey, let's hang out in a rocking chair together in the sun, and this would be a really nice way to live. So that's kind of what I see when I look at him, and he's You know what I mean?
He's just curious looking, and he just looks like he really wants you to take him home and just kind of pet and be happy. And so, and just as a reminder, all dog and cat adoptions include the spay and neuter surgery, a microchip, and current vaccination. So that's all taken care of before you go home. And there's that important part of making sure your pets are spayed or neutered, because if they do happen to get out, you don't want to have more pets. And that's why they make sure that's taken care of as part of the adoption process as well. As a reminder, you can go to sockhumane.org to find out all the information about available pets, but also for volunteer opportunities. As we mentioned a few moments ago, the Humane Society always needs your help. You're able to volunteer. They have multiple volunteer options. They have volunteer orientation days where you can learn about the process as well. You can go to sockhumane.org/volunteer for that information. And also, they always need donations. Things like soaps, you know, that is one of those things, like laundry soap, dish soap. Anything along those lines, they need. So, again, sockhumane.org. And, Emily, the other popular thing that we always hear about was peanut butter, right?
Yeah, they always need peanut butter. And the reason is because they put the peanut butter inside those cool little Kong toys, which are those indestructible rubber toys that dogs can kind of chew on. And the peanut butter goes in there, and then all of a sudden they've got a little bit of a game to play. They're trying to get the peanut butter out. So it keeps them busy while, you know, keeping their teeth clean. Well, not clean with the peanut butter, but chewing on stuff is, you know, kind of how dogs brush their teeth a little bit. And, you know, it just keeps them busy at times in which they may be feeling bored because they're waiting for their forever home and they're waiting for you. So definitely donations. If there's any ways, there's also always volunteer opportunities there. So please don't let the time pass you by. Live in the present. If you are, you know, in any way interested in adoption of a cat or a dog. And there's a bird on there I saw too this morning, which is kind of cool. So yeah, I didn't see that pop up before. But yeah, there's a beautiful looking. I didn't get too much information on him or her. Just a beautiful looking bird. I mean, everyone needs your love. So just keep in mind, go on the site. If you're in any way, shape, or form thinking about adopting, please pop on there today. And the gorgeous pictures and descriptions will definitely make you turn the corner into, you know, wanting to take that responsibility on if you're ready. Make sure to research, especially with dogs, breeds that fit your, you know, current lifestyle and your current, you know, living situation. Because some dogs are okay without a lot of place to run. Some aren't. So you just do want to learn a little bit before, and they can help you with that there as well.
Yeah, most definitely. And we just want to help out those adoptable animals as well. And one thing I do want to mention, too, speaking of dogs, because this is something that is just come in very recently. I was hoping to talk about it last week, but with everything that happened on, with the other things going on in the world, with my AK, my shoulder, I'm still playing a little bit of catch up, but it's going to be the Paws with Wings Memorial Dedication at the Pat Liston Dog Park. This is part of the Friends of the Baraboo Parks and Dog Park Subcommittee. That's taking place July 2nd. They're going to begin a new journey for the new dog park improvements, and to honor our beloved dog park fur babies who have crossed the Rainbow Bridge, there'll be raffle drawings, dog treats, prizes, giveaways, dog-loving fellowship. And if you'd like to honor your fallen Pat Liston Dog Park Memorial, you can contact Friends of the Pat Liston Park Baraboo. So we'll get more information together on that, and we will start talking a little bit more about that. But this is part of something that I had met with Ken and his lovely wife. They had unfortunately lost their dog when we were at the vet that day. I happened to be there with them 4.5 years ago and reconnected with them at the fair in the square. And this is something they're going to be doing to help out the dog park here in Baraboo. So there'll be more details about that as well. So we look forward to that. And
absolutely,
Emily, you're going to step on out. You got a few other things you're going to be involved in today. So you'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10.
That sounds great. Hey, everybody, have a super great Monday. If you've got those little projects kind of sitting there in the back of your head, needling at you like, oh, when am I going to start that project? It's going to be raining the next couple days. Now's the time. So I encourage you to do something small for yourself to make yourself feel like you got a box checked off and feel happy about it. So if that's in the home, in the workplace, for yourself, whatever that may be, definitely do something for yourself. You deserve it. Happy summer, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll still be here till 11 a.m. I'm not going anywhere, so stay with me. Have a great Monday, Emily. Look forward to having you back with us tomorrow. We appreciate you as always. And, you know, the rain is letting up in downtown Baraboo. I'm looking outside the studio as well. So great time to get out and about as well. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. It is 8:21 on Monday morning. Here is Pat Benatar. Love is a Battlefield on Max FM.
We are young, heart to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battlefield.
We are strong. No one can tell us where we're wrong.
80s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 8:29 on Monday morning. As a reminder, the City of Baraboo is out and about taking care of everything that was out there from the parade. City of Baraboo, our community service officers are out and about. Please allow a few extra minutes as you're driving through downtown Baraboo. Please be safe. Yes, they're working out in the rain to pick everything up. It's a lot of work. Again, thank you to everyone that was involved in the Big Top Parade on Saturday. You can always go back and watch on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. A bunch of kids in California helped break a world record for the largest game of red light, green light. It happened last month, and Guinness just posted the official announcement. 1,423 people took part. Here they are breaking the record.
We are going to attempt to break the world record of the largest green light, red light game. Students from many schools have been invited. We have families coming. We are expecting to see over 1,400 students today.
We just broke the record!
The current record was 1,415 people. The achievement today, 1,423 people, making this a brand new Guinness World Records title achievement.
So yes, the world's largest game of red light, green light, world record broken in California. That is pretty cool. 1,423 people took part. What a neat thing to be a part of. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Mad City Funk. They play popular songs by artists such as James Brown, Stevie Wonder, Kool & the Gang, Michael Jackson, The Temptations, and more, along with some of the band's own original funky compositions. Mad City Funk is an energetic, dance-oriented group. They bring the funk. You bring the dancing shoes. Sponsorship information at Baraboo Concerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Weger Realtors Great Day gives you an easy to understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Waika Realtors Great Day, Downtown Baraboo, GreatDayBrokers.com.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
It hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM Weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. You can get faster internet and pay less. How about that? Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your rainy Monday morning. Coming up next, we're going to celebrate calendar days. And there's always a good food one in there. Guarantee it. You know, it's all about the food on a Monday morning. Here is Warner waiting for a girl like you on Mix FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street here in downtown Baraboo. It is Monday, June 16th, and we are going to celebrate calendar days. It is World Sea Turtle Day. Come together and raise our awareness to prevent the extinction of sea turtles. It is also International Waterfall Day. Drive to your nearest waterfall and enjoy the beauty today. The picture of this waterfall is amazing. All the greenery around it. I really should go see a waterfall. That seems like a great thing on the list of things to do this summer. So if you know of any great waterfalls in the area, let me know. Text me and let me know. 608-355-9970. You don't want to miss out on those. So let me know where they're at. I'm kind of curious. I want to find the good ones. So again, 608-355-9970. Let me know where there's some great waterfalls in the area. It is also Fresh Veggies Day. So enjoy those fresh veggies. As a reminder, you can find them in the downtown Baraboo every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market right here on the Courthouse Square on Oak Street. Give the Baraboo Farmers Market a Facebook page a like. They'll tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along. So yeah, celebrate Fresh Veggies Day. It's good for your health, and I'm trying to do a little bit better with that as well. And maybe trying to also do better on Clean Your Kitchen Vents Day. You want to keep those kitchen vents clean because that grease buildup in there is never a good thing. And after being a former cook in a restaurant, I can definitely tell you it's very important to keep those vents clean. It's also Arborist Appreciation Day. So show your love to support all those arborists out there today. They have a picture of a arborist climbing a tree, and no, I am not trying that. So yes, thank you to our arborist. And this is a good one. I can't even stop laughing when I saw this one. And I, full disclosure, I look at these ahead of time, and I did not know this today. Today is Take Your Cat to Work Day. They have a picture of a lady on her laptop with a cat right under her arm there. It's a black and white cat, and it looks like the cat has a mustache. And, you know, I like taking my dog to work day. I mean, I usually take him with me quite a bit of the time. Unfortunately, right now with my current situation, I don't have him in studio with me. I definitely enjoy having him here. He enjoys being here, but I don't have a cat. And, you know, cats are a little bit different with dogs when it comes to that. They're not quite as social. So I suppose it depends on the cat. But, yeah, take your cat to work day. That's kind of a neat one. Did not know that that existed. So, yeah, that is a good one. It is also one of my favorites. And, yes, this is right up there with National Veggie Day. Oh, wait, this is probably more important. Did you know that today is National Fudge Day? Oh, fudge. Yes, it is. And, you know, we use that term a lot when we mess up, right? We go, oh, fudge, or the Christmas Story. That was also in there. So, yes. But all joking aside, it is National Fudge Day. Now, this dense candy-like treat was known as fudge, is believed to have actually been a mistake. According to legend, a confectioner flubbed while trying to make some caramel, but ended up creating something just as tasty. We celebrate this very happy accident on June 16th, known as National Fudge Day. It also has historical ties to female scholars in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, for it spread like wildfire among students in women's colleges such as Wesley and Smith. One student made 30 pounds of the stuff up at a senior auction in 1890. So fudge has been around for a while. I can't believe it was an accident. That's how fudge was created. It was an accident. So now it almost makes sense when you say, oh, fudge, because you may have had an accident. I mean, 2 weeks ago when I had my little incident, I think I maybe said, oh, fudge, or something along those lines. Well, okay, it was not, oh, fudge. I'm for anyone that was there, unfortunately, but it did definitely hurt. And but yeah, old fudge definitely came to mind throughout that day and throughout this whole process. We'll just leave it at that. So yeah, National Fudge Day. So I know a couple of places in Baraboo where you can get some fudge. So stop on down to Baraboo. Go get some fudge. Celebrate today. As a reminder, the Big Top Parade did take place over the weekend. If you did want to go back and watch that again, the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page is a place to do that. We also will be re-airing that broadcast tonight at 6 p.m. on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. And then the rest of the week, the Baraboo Big Top Parade rebroadcast will be at 5 p.m. on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. So go back and watch the parade. I want to go back and watch it because, you know, yes, I did see the parade, but I was the commentator with my lovely wife, Wendy, for that parade. So we want to go back and watch the parade. It was a great day. The weather, again, was absolutely perfect. So happy about that. And again, thank you to everyone involved in that. Such a great event. We look forward to that. Someone asked, when's the next parade? It is in November. It is the light parade. So, yes, we have our holiday light parade coming up in November. I'm sure the planning's already taking place for that as well. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit sandyshorestubing.com today to make your reservation.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Price for flight. You got him there.
Okay. But you're motoring.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss all together wrong. No intention.